Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Jeremy Piven is here.
In Say Anything, there's a moment when you guys are all hanging out at the Gas and Sip.
Yes.
Giving him advice, and Cusack finally says this.
You guys know so much about women. How come you're here at, like, a Gas and Sip on a Saturday night, completely alone, drinking beers, no women anywhere?
By choice, man. It's a conscious choice, man.
I auditioned for it across the street from the Wiener Circle. All that stuff, that's a complete improvised rant.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's
that.
I had no lines. It was just a rant.
And directors fell in love with you. That's Cameron Crowe. And then Cameron Crowe does singles with you.
You know how much homework I missed because of you? I loved your radio show. That was the best. You're the only man I know who can mix up Elvis Costello and Public Enemy. What's so funny about peace, love and under, peace, death row, what does a brother understand, peace, you're the best, man, you are the king,
Well, here's the reality of that.
Oh.
The reality of that is the only thing that was written in that scene was, oh, you may be busy at the very end.
Of course you may be busy.
He called me in, Cameron, and he said, listen, we need some comedy. You just freestyle and you're the checkout guy. And I get to like improvise. And that was my life. The thing that's so great about stand-up is I can recreate playing the gay Versace salesman in Rush Hour.
You got the mochaccino face, wonderful skin, and the big broad shoulders, okay?
Let's put a dead animal on you.
Croc skin, buttercream, croc skin, buttercream. What size is the waist? Let's go in.
Literally, the only line I had was, may I help you? Again, got scale. I got a few $100. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker each got $20 million. I'm not bitter. Maybe I am. Maybe a little bit.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the time.
Listen, come on out for a laugh. If they mention the score, let's give them a free meet and greet, and then we'll go hug it out.
We're going to hug it out with Jeremy Piven. Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
Thank you guys for having me.
You want to hug it out? No, not really.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are here with you until Cubs baseball, which will start at 5:05 today. So we got a little less time to get all the stuff in that we want to do. We've got Alex. We've got Tanny. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
And there's a lot that we have to get done on today's show. Brian Bannister is going to be on, so we can talk. We can really get into the weeds on some pitching with him at 325.
Yeah, it doesn't have to just be White Sox, too. It can be like trends around MLB, the state of pitching versus hitting in MLB, all kinds of stuff.
Mark Grody is going to join us at 4 o'clock. There was some interesting stuff that kind of caught the ear of the entire show from Bears camp yesterday that we need to spend some time talking about, because yesterday was wild. We had Cam Buckner on the show yesterday, and that was great. And then we had the tornado that was Jeremy Piven come in here, and that was great.
I didn't know Pineapple could do that to a man. Just like tap the psyche and the delivery into overdrive.
It was clear that he was a little down from doing this tour that he's been on, like trying to get people out to the Vic Theater on Friday. Uh-huh. And he just kind of went to Alex and was like, hey, man, get just a little something. I just need a little bit of food.
Right. And Alex couldn't go down the hall to Ryan Porth to get the cocaine that Porth usually has.
He didn't ask for cocaine.
No, I'm not saying he did, but Porth just usually has it.
It's a service we provide all of our in-studio guests.
But Porth is on paternity leave, and I use air quotes because that it might be rehab. We don't know for sure.
It's definitely paternity leave. His wife had a baby.
In Colombia? Yeah.
That's a weird place.
You're right, Tanny. That's
for paternity
leave. It's a very strange place.
But anyway, Pineapple had to do, and it kicked Mr. Piven into high gear. And he made this this corollary as to why he loves sports versus like most realms or really any realm of the entertainment business, and it left a mark on us.
No one's going to get you as much as you get yourself and what you do, but it's easier said than done. Nothing makes sense. You can't expect it to make sense. No one cares. Shut up. Work harder.
So that's what stand-up is you get to be completely in charge.
Absolutely.
That's the allure. Is that the allure of it for you?
Well, it's total and absolute freedom, and it makes sense. You hunt and kill your own food. I have to go out and hand out flyers and say, and go on the radio and TV and go, guys, I'm here. And then I fill it up and then I eat. There's no like theory. Well, oh, wow, he was really great in the Tooth Fairy. And I think it made this amount of money. So let's give him this again. Well, I don't know if that's going to work. You know what I mean? There's none of that. It's real. I'm either funny or I'm not. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who I am.
That's the sports connection.
They may give me a courtesy giggle. Oh my God, isn't he the guy from, yeah, okay. Oh. And then it's game on and I got to crush. And I have to crush in real time and I love it.
So he was saying that it's like sports. Stand-up is in that way. At least some sports, solitary sports, certainly. But if you're good enough, you can win. The scoreboard can show you winning, as opposed to the complicated nature of entertainment where you got to be dependent on a producer and a studio and all of that. If you are good enough, you can control it in sports in more ways than you can in entertainment. You buy it?
Yeah, I do. I understand a little bit of the binary on it where you're trying to make a connection and you want to find out if the connection is the collective or is the connection what it is that you're doing. And spending a lot of time as a solo host, one of the things that I drew on was a quote from DMX, where DMX would often be on stage by himself. And he said that the reason for that is because... exactly. No, he said that he wanted to know that the connection that was being had with the audience was him connecting with the audience, not who was ever doing background vocals or band or anything. He wanted it to be him. And if you hear the stories about the tours that they used to go on, the Jay-Z, see if you can find it, Tanny. Jay-Z tells a hilarious story on The Shop about having to follow DMX on a tour. And he's like, how are we going to follow this? Because he's taking off his shirt. He's praying with the audience. He's crying. He's growling. And then Jay-Z comes out and it's a hard knock life. You know, like,
Good luck following that.
I understand some of that ethos to it. I also think that for someone who's done as many things as he has, Jeremy Piven has, that you might want a little bit of, man, did I get this right? Is there another gear that I can hit before I'm not capable of doing some of this stuff anymore?
Yeah, no, it's an interesting pivot. That is for sure. Cub fan Jeremy Piven threw out a pretty bad first pitch on Saturday with a bounce. He was ashamed of that. But, you know, he's had better ones. He said that Justin Turner overcoached him.
I appreciate him bus-tossing Justin Turner on that.
Turner was, like, giving him way too many tips on how to do it, and he ended up overthrowing.
The thing that I try to tell people about that is throw higher than you think you need to.
Even though you're on the mound, if you do it from the mound?
Yeah, because most people aren't calibrated to pitch. So they're thinking, oh, I'm going to throw down to the catcher. No, just throw regular, mm-hmm. and it'll get to the catcher instead of you throwing it into the ground, which is what often happens. I'm also always surprised, and this is just the bias of being someone who's been around sports for forever. I'm also surprised when it's clear that people spent no time playing catch as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a different, it's a completely different athletic achievement than, you know, being able to run around and play basketball or being able to run around and play football or whatever. It's like throwing is a very specific thing. You either learned to do it and did it a whole bunch or you didn't and you pitch like Danny.
Yeah. Wow. I was not expecting the sideswipe of Danny.
Just that came was, out. That, it just came out.
That seems
I mean,
unfair.
Unnecessary and yeah. uncalled for.
Jesus.
Well, you can play it for him tomorrow.
Okay. Well, my whole thing is that the other part of like first pitches.
Lawrence is so happy to let me be the bad guy once I've been the bad guy. Every once in a while, you can have my back and say that I'm actually a decent human, Lawrence. God's sakes.
My whole thing is that if we're in the boat together yes, on sir. Being a bad guy, yeah. I'm there with you and I'll be there for you.
Okay.
If you decide to go rogue
and just and take my own boat.
Yeah. And like, I don't even know. How did Danny even become a part
well,
of this
maybe
conversation?
I assume that you're going to grab an oar with me. Maybe if I'm going to bad guy town. No?
I'll drop you off at the border of bad guy town.
I know my way back.
You sure do.
See, there it is. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying that if we both choose to sideswipe
right,
someone.
But we're partners. If I sideswipe, just hop on with
no.
me. Let's sideswipe together.
No,
I probably if you
people
sideswipe
already think those things about me, and oh, I don't see, actually do them.
All right, I understand.
You hate that guy. No, I actually don't.
I get it. And nobody really thinks I hate Danny. You know? So when I play that with that way, I'm just playing against type. Right?
Well, I think he would appreciate
yes,
the shot.
Yes, because he knows I don't yeah. hate him. He yeah. knows it.
He would appreciate the shot. Yes. And he would probably give a shot back.
I think he would.
And he will tomorrow when he's on the show.
And he will tomorrow. Anyway, Cubs, a nice win last night. Tonight they get Mackenzie Gore. Mackenzie Gore leads the major leagues in strikeouts, I do believe. Check with that real quick for me, would you, Alex? I think he does. So it's Gore.
I thought for sure you were going to go into Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman. Because isn't that the name of
He's got a great ass! Is that what you meant?
No, but there's the where he gets pulled
is that
over.
Scent of a Woman?
That's Heat, which is I was going to mention it earlier in Crosstalk when you said he's the same guy in every movie. And I think Heat is that line of demarcation where he's just doing that note
doing his
for the rest
Pacino
of his
thing?
Career. Yeah. Mm. But I don't know if that's necessarily
Hoo-ha!
True. But yeah,
it's
for another
woman.
Show. Yeah, exactly. I'm in the dark.
I'm
here.
In the dark here.
It,
does
is
Mackenzie
it the devil, the devil's advocate, right? Where he's
oh, yeah.
yeah, that's like full on. Like this is what I'm doing now.
I'm
this
doing it, right? Yeah.
Did you know the devil was Al Pacino? Now you do.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry about that.
I mean, the movie's
been a while.
Yeah.
Like the movie's only 30 years old.
Yeah, spoiler alert, big time there, Speaks, because like you can watch that movie and not know where it's going, you know?
Really?
I don't know if Pacino could be the devil yeah. in this or not.
The devil's advocate there in the title. It's pretty crafty. Mackenzie Gore leads the major leagues in strikeout. The Cubs are going to face good pitchers on this trip, man. Gore tonight, Scooble of the Tigers on Friday.
He's pretty good.
They're going to get Zach Wheeler and Jesus Luzardo, the Jesus Lizard, shout out David Yao, in Philadelphia. So, you know that thing where you worry about the offense, which is so good over .162, being good enough to beat the best pitchers in October? You know that thing? Sneak preview of it in this road trip for the Cubs.
The crazy thing about the Cubs, though, is that so far, like we're at what 60 games. So far, however you want it, they got it for you. If you want the hey, we're gonna bleed you out. We're gonna run the bases and steal at will. We can do that, or it's we'll just hit the ball over the wall. How about that?
Yeah,
too. We'll do that all day for you. Let's play a little first and third.
Yeah.
Let's run the bases Dude. Really well and put pressure on you like they did last night.
Carson Kelly going first to third with none out in the middle of a big inning. That's your catcher.
doing that.
It's everyone. It's the whole team.
He did that, and I'm like, man, I got to write that down and remember, because they just all do it, like we talked about with Nico yesterday. That it is a contagious, excellent characteristic of this team, the way they take extra bases.
We will have the Cubs game for you starting at 5:05 with the pregame tonight, so make sure that you check that out. And we'll get back to some baseball, but when we come back, there's a player on the Bears that I think a lot of people have had frustrations with. He is not here for your frustrations. We'll explain next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
I was with Swifty when we first drafted him in Detroit a number of years ago, and I followed his career even after he left Detroit, and think very highly of him. He's an explosive athlete. There's a number of things that he can do both in the running game and the passing game. I do think he can help ignite an offense because he's got that playmaking ability. So it'll be fun to start to work together again here this springtime with him.
That is very careful language from Ben Johnson about DeAndre Swift, because if it was so fun to work with DeAndre Swift, then one would think that under Ben Johnson, he might have still been able to find a home in Detroit. But Detroit went in two opposite directions and got two players to do the stuff that they were hoping DeAndre Swift could do on his own.
Yeah, they had just drafted Jahmyr Gibbs.
Which a lot of people laughed at the time.
It's true. And then they ended up signing David Montgomery. But you know, and Swift was in the last year of his deal, so there is some cover there, but it sure seemed clear that the Lions were ready to go with a different kind of direction and a different running back mix and style.
So Speaks, you, I think, have been probably the most critical of DeAndre Swift. Out of anyone.
Interesting. I hadn't realized it, but I'll take it. It's too bad, because I was looking forward to him. But he wasn't. He ended up being a guy who I really appreciate when he's outside the tackles and when he's in space. And I also appreciate his work ethic and his demeanor and his professionalism. That has all seemed exemplary.
And I think that's a fair way to look at it.
But what I don't see is a guy who, between the tackles, gets everything he can possibly get, who follows his blocks, who has patience to wait for the hole to open up, and then has that very special nose to get as much as possible out of every time he runs the ball, whether it's little baby steps or it's leaning to get that extra little bit. Too often, I've seen him just kind of hurl his body
into the line or into a certain space and get 2 yards when he might have been able to get 4, or the great ones find a way to make it 7 or break it outside of that. Like, I don't see that skill level between the tackles, and it got very frustrating for me last year.
And there are times when all you really want him to do is get you the 1 yard, where it's, hey, just get 1 yard. And I know it's a lot harder than I'm making it out to be, but for an NFL player, and we know what some of the challenges were for the Bears offensive line, in those situations where it is 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 or 4th and goal, you don't want to see anyone dancing. You want to see them do their thing and get to it. Here's what DeAndre Swift had to say about competition and that running back room as it stands right now.
As you hear it going through the offseason, the Bears got to get a running back, the Bears got to do this because Drake can't do that. How do you deal with those types of things?
What can I do?
The conversation, you know, I don't agree with it, but I want to know how you deal with it, the perception of it.
I don't really, I mean, everybody got an opinion, entitled to their own opinion. My job is to come in here and continue to work. And like I said, I'm excited for this season. I know who I am and what I'm about. So that's all. I was thankful for another opportunity going into the season. Kind of look at it like whatever they was going to do, my mindset wasn't going to change. Whoever they brought somebody in, if they no, they don't. My mindset is come in here, like I said, go to work and to be undeniable, to be honest with you.
Andrew, both Ben and Coach Bieniemy have talked about staying on the tracks for this running game. What does that mean to you when they talk about that within this particular running
game? The little stuff is big. Details, tracks, how Ben wants it has got to be to a T. So that's the stuff that we're working on as not just running backs, as offense, like receiver splits, all the stuff that I hear him say in meetings. It's little stuff, but that's big things in this offense because it matters. Just honing on the tracks, like the ball handling, and be real intentional when you go out there and go to practice. Like going there with a mindset of focusing on if you was a little bit wide the day before, focus on being tighter. Just little things like that. You're going each day trying to get better at something.
Interesting. Dan Weeder asking about on the tracks. I wonder if Weedsy was expecting, I guess I certainly was expecting it to be about staying on the tracks of a specific play, staying in the path where the running back is supposed to be, where the blocks are supposed to develop. And DeAndre takes it a little bigger and zooms out and says it's about all the different things in terms of knowing everything you're supposed to do.
And Ben Johnson talked about how this spring is all about like little things and getting those little things right, and with the idea of then adding on as things go on. Most people that I've talked to in the NFL, they say that the trust needs to happen up until you get to the line of scrimmage. Trust what the play is designed to do until you get to the line of scrimmage. After you get to the line of scrimmage, do you. If you feel like there is space and green grass to bounce a run after you get to the line of scrimmage, so be it. But I think that's where your frustration came in, and I think it's warranted. I didn't feel as strongly about it as you did, but I understand why you feel that way, and it's because of some of that stuff of, like, make sure you trust the play until you get to the point of contact for the offensive line.
I know he's just a 7th-round draft pick, but Kyle Menangai has some of that between the tackles nose and getting the most out of any given play that I'm talking about in terms of what I longed for as I watched Swift between the tackles. And who's Menangai compared to a lot?
David Montgomery.
That's exactly right. So if Montgomery is the comp for what Menangai can possibly be, then DeAndre Swift can be the very poor man's Jahmyr Gibbs.
I mean, he did it for a long time.
He did.
And he's able to make plays. And you saw that he can still run away from everybody. And
very poor man? Is that too harsh?
It's probably a little disrespectful to his career.
The lower middle class Jahmyr Gibbs? Something
Let's
like
call
that.
It the middle class.
The middle class, yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs.
The shrinking middle class.
The ever shrinking middle class version of Jahmyr Gibbs.
So here's the thing about that, and that all the stuff that we did with DeAndre Swift. There's something that Ben Johnson said about the offensive line that I think that the score listener, the Bears fan, is going to find interesting.
Yeah.
And we need to dissect it, because when I heard it, I was like, oh no. I know someone who's not going to like that very much.
Dude, Olin, if he hasn't heard it yet, when he hears it, he's gonna punch a hole through a wall.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to his opinion on it, and we are going to share that piece of sound with you next. Stick around. Speak on Holmes here with you until Cubs baseball on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.